repetitive motion injuries are among the most common hazards in today's facilities. These injuries can creep up slowly, often unnoticed, until pain or discomfort interferes with daily tasks. They affect muscles, tendons, and nerves, often in the hands, wrists, shoulders, neck, and back. Whether lifting, scanning, reaching, or typing, repeating the same motion for hours can cause long-term damage if not addressed. A strong safety culture prioritizes identifying these risks early and taking steps to reduce strain before it turns into injury. Preventing repetitive motion injuries isn't just about comfort, it's about protecting long-term health, maintaining productivity, and supporting team members so they can perform safely and effectively throughout their shift. Here are a few tips to assist you with reducing strains from repetitive motion. Rotate tasks frequently. Switching between tasks breaks your body from repeated motions. It allows different muscle groups to work while others recover. Take micro breaks. Short breaks, 30 seconds to 2 minutes, can make a big difference. Stretch, shake out your arms, and reset your posture. These simple actions can help prevent fatigue and reduce tension. Incorporate stretching. Daily pre-shift and mid-shift stretches help warm up muscles and maintain flexibility. Focus on the most used areas, like the wrists, shoulders, and lower back. Use ergonomic equipment. Choose tools that reduce force and vibration. Padded grips, adjustable workstations, and anti-fatigue mats help minimize physical stress. Keep a steady pace. Working too fast increases the risk of injury. Stay mindful of your movements and avoid rushing, especially with repetitive tasks. Proactively managing repetitive motion hazards builds a safer and more sustainable work environment. When people feel good physically, they work more comfortably and confidently. Encouraging proper body mechanics, providing ergonomic tools, and building rest into the day shows a facility's commitment to its team. Strain-related injuries can be avoided with simple, consistent practices. Ensure everyone understands the risks and the steps they can take to protect themselves and others. Over time, these efforts reduce incidents and build a stronger, more injury-resistant workforce. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.